Now, we've got charity trouble, it seems. Star Jam, facing closure if it doesn't get urgent financial support. It's pleading for $100,000. Star Jam's CEO, Gillie Sinclair, is with us. Gillie, morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well indeed. You've been around for a very, very long time. Is this as bad as it's got?
We're in a pretty dire situation, but we are overwhelmed by people's generosity in this appeal.
What's happened?
I think, like many charities, we're dealing with the current economic climate, our high cost of living, increased cost of doing business, and reduced funding streams.
And talk to me about your charity. Where do you get your money from? Is it purely donations?
It's mainly grants and donations from families, but we're trying to diversify the funding from grants to other funding opportunities.
And are the grants an ongoing thing, you know, family bequeathing you money, etc.?
About 75% of our money comes from grants, and we'd like that to be about 42% so we don't get in this position again.
Okay. Do you see a way through this? I mean, it's when you say you could be closing your doors, is this just for the attention of the media, or do you genuinely see yourself closing your doors?
We genuinely did. Having put the appeal out yesterday and got over $70,000 in the last 24 hours,
wow.
We're incredibly positive about the opportunity, and I think it says what New Zealand thinks about Star Jam.
I think the interesting thing for somebody like you, and I'm trying to get into a read this morning on where the charity sector is, I mean, you've got the advantage of longevity and success, haven't you? I mean, that's in your corner.
We've also got a group of absolutely amazing young people with disabilities who thrive in this environment, and they're some of the driving force for this appeal.
I wonder, are there too many charities?
Oh, look, I think most of the charities are doing a really good job in difficult times. There are a lot of charities in New Zealand, though.
Yeah, I just wonder, I see the starving kids all over the world, and there's half a dozen charities doing essentially the same thing. I wonder if the charity industry doesn't need a broad streamlining so that it, spreads the dollar a little more effectively and a little further.
Well, that's sort of outside of my brief a bit, Mike, but I do think there's a lot of charities doing a lot of really good work.
So do you think you'll see your way through this?
Yes.
Good.
Absolutely. I have full faith in it, and we can't let our jammers down. The jammers are the young people with disabilities that attend these workshops.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I wish you the best with it, Gillie. Gillie Sinclair, CEO of Star Jam, been around, as I say, for a very, very long time and done some wonderful, wonderful work.
For more from Newstalk ZB, listen live, on air, or online, and keep our shows with you wherever you go with our podcasts on iHeartRadio.